I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Just took it on the chin.
Here comes Eberle into the offensive end. Trailman Perkusic scores!
Welcome to another edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy alongside Nick Perkusic. And Nick, you're out in Alberta there, St. Albert, Alberta, but you're an Edmonton guy as well. First thing we have to touch on, of course, a seven-game thriller for your Edmonton Oilers. Were you glued to each and every Stanley Cup final game?
Yeah, it was every single one, you know. Whether it's just watching with friends or being in the city and experience that, it was pretty incredible. And obviously it didn't end, you know, the way everyone would have hoped and didn't kind of cap off the Cinderella story. But just to see the way the city was for that 2.5 month stretch, it was crazy. The whole city was together. It was like every second night or whenever it was game night, people were coming together supporting the Oilers. So just watching that hockey and how badly they wanted it and their compete and their, you know, they never gave up. It was pretty cool to watch. And honestly, it's just getting me excited for the upcoming season for myself and our team. You can't help but be excited to play after watching that.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And unfortunately, on this side of the pond, we're watching it at 3 and 4 in the morning by the time Game 7 winds down. But it was a special final. Kudos to the Florida Panthers. But I'm sure there's a little bit of disappointment in your neck of the woods with the Oilers just falling short. But, I mean, McDavid is just a different beast altogether and a worthy winner of the Conn Smythe. Let's talk about something. We just spoke about this off camera a little bit. You've been doing your summer skate with some pros there in Alberta as well. And one of your future teammates, Mr. Landon Beau, was on the ice with you the last few days. How's that going?
Yeah, it's been really good. I actually, so I grew up in St. Albert and I played some minor hockey with his younger brother. So I'd always known the name. I'd seen he'd, you know, gone, played a few games in the NHL and always heard the name. And then I saw that he signed and I thought that was pretty cool. And then the next week I showed up and to my summer skates and he was out there. So I've been talking to him a little bit. He's excited for sure. He absolutely robbed me today. We just got off the ice like half hour ago, 2-on-1, huge glove save, backdoor. So no, it's good. He's a great goalie, really good guy. And yeah, kind of cool.
Yeah, he's been on Clan Chat here, and certainly he's excited about the opportunity to come to Glasgow. He's really looking forward to playing for head coach Corey Nielsen, so I'll ask you about that as well. I mean, that's pretty cool. You'll already have a pretty tight friend on the roster when you come over here, but have you guys talked a little bit about Coach Nielsen, talked about the city, and just talked about the opportunity ahead?
Yeah, for sure. Just about Coach Nielsen, I think we both – you know, when we're talking about, I guess, how we came to signing in Glasgow, that was obviously a huge piece was Coach Nielsen and, you know, his past success and I guess being aligned with the recruiting process along the way. You know, he's very upfront, especially with me and what he's expecting of me and what I bring to the table. And I respect that for sure. So I've heard great things. My coach last year, Andrew Lord, really pushed me in this direction and towards Corey. So that was a huge help. And I'm pretty confident in, you know, the job he's going to do.
Well, that's interesting. Andrew Lord, again, we were saying off camera, I mean, probably no more successful guy over the last couple of years of his career in the EIHL behind the bench, winning everything for the Cardiff Devils. Just talk about playing for Lordo last year and kind of, because you stepped away to coach a little bit, and we'll talk about that, but you were back in pro hockey last year, and no better coach to have than Andrew Lord.
Yeah, he's done so much for me, honestly, just giving me the opportunity to come out of, I guess, my retirement and to play professional hockey and taking a chance on me and then sticking with me throughout the whole season. If, you know, just letting me develop and get back up to speed and understanding that. So he's been great for me, and he's a great coach as well. You know, he puts in so much work and effort to all the small details. So it's really hard not to want to go to battle for that guy, because he's, you know, he's there early, you know, he's there late. He's doing everything he can to make that program in Greenville great. And obviously he's moving on now, but he put everything he had into it. And I think from where he took it over to, you know, where he took it to, the program just grew a ton. So he was great for me as well as for Greenville.
So he's off to, you mentioned there, he's changing scenery. He's off to Halifax to coach the Halifax Mooseheads. That's a pretty cool move, because we were discussing that's a pretty iconic franchise. Yeah. And probably a clear pathway that we won't be surprised to see him behind an NHL bench someday.
Yeah, I wouldn't at all. And like we were saying a bit earlier, it's a great spot, Halifax, and just their history and being one of the marquee CHL teams. And I think, you know, hopefully for him, that kind of leads into a higher level of professional hockey. But I have no doubt, just, you know, seeing how he works and how he even develops as a coach, I have no doubt he's going to take the next jump as well.
You had a great run in NCAA hockey at Robert Morris, 4 years there, and certainly you were the captain for 2 years. You've worn the C a couple of times throughout your hockey career, and leadership, I'm sure, is something Corey Nielsen talked to you about. Tell our fans, the Purple Army, what they can expect from Nick Perkusik, both from the leadership perspective and after your season in Greenville.
Yeah, you know, as a player, I'm definitely a two-way centerman. I play both sides of the puck very well, especially defensively. And I will say, like, maybe my stats don't show, but I, at least from last year, I do provide some offense. A very capable shot. Great at managing the puck down low. And I would say I'm kind of 50-50 between a playmaker and you know, a scorer. And I'm hoping for sure to take a jump this year in terms of production. But at the end of the day, you know, I play extremely hard. I'm physical, great on the dot, and I shut other teams down. So I definitely know my role, and that's kind of that. And then just the leadership aspect as well. You know, not playing for a few years and then coming back, I just really love being a teammate and showing up to the rink every day. So I understand that I have to be a good locker room guy as well, and I take good pride in that. So, yeah.
Greenway steals this away in the offensive end. Oh, cuts outside, works in, shoots, save made, rebound, scores! Nick Perkusik has his second of the season.
You're a big guy at 6'3", and certainly you talk about both sides of the puck. Corey loves to play fast. You're a good skater as well, but that defensive component will be important, especially in our own end. You talk about being a good two-way centerman there. So those defensive zone faceoffs, sometimes that's key. You want to take a jump in production, but sometimes a big faceoff win is just as important as a goal or an assist.
For sure, and I think that's something that worked a ton on last year. We were struggling on the dot a lot, and even I was, you know, for the first half of the season. And just understanding how important those faceoffs are in terms of, you know, getting clean breakouts and then on the offensive side, getting possession. So, so important on faceoffs. And even as a coach, you know, when I stepped away, seeing all the intricacies of how important faceoffs are and understanding, you know, really how much they impact the game, that's huge as well.
You'll probably have some great discussions with Corey, if you haven't already, about set plays off of face-offs. And it'll be interesting as well, because you did step away to do some coaching, as you mentioned there, at the 21-22 season, the Prairie Hockey Academy. And then you were on the bench with your old team, the Brooks Bandits, for a season as well. So talk about that. You can bring a different perspective, really, can't you? Because you've done those sort of coaching roles, and now you're going to be back on the ice, and you're going to be working with a very successful coach in someone like Corey Nielsen. So there'll be some fun times ahead, and certainly some good strategy sessions, I'm sure, about things like that, like the breakout and those important defensive zone plays off of draws.
Yeah, I would say that coaching was honestly incredible. It was part of it, me wanting to play again, is that I was obviously being a bit younger guy, especially getting into coaching, is I was more of a player's coach. I really got along well with the players, especially in Brooks, being an assistant coach, and just missing actually being in on the action. You know, we had a great playoff run. We won a national championship. And a lot of the time I'm on the bench, I'm like, man, I wish I was in the game. You know, we scored an OT winner to win the finals. And it was like, that's, you know, that's that thrill, and that you want to be in on the action. So I ultimately just decided it was something I had to do. And now I think I play with a new perspective. I understand there's a lot of hard decisions for coaches. And as a player now, I just take pride in my job and playing the game the right way. And I'm way more of a film nut now, for sure, watching my shifts back and watching other teams and understanding how much impact that has on the game. So that's definitely something I do to prepare now that I didn't really do before. And I think it's helped.
I think that's a great perspective and a great attitude as well, because I think a successful team, we talk about the Edmonton Oilers there, and you talk about the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers had a heartbreak the year before, losing in the final to Vegas, right? So you learn things from those different perspectives, and you coming in with a different perspective as being an assistant coach and a head coach, from those little stepaways from the game. I mean, that's really important as well, because when things are going well, you won't get too high, but when things aren't going well, perhaps you can say, okay, this from a coaching perspective is what Corey's trying to say to us, but also from a player perspective, guys, come on, like, you know, this is what it's all about. And I think it's a really nice sort of juxtaposition.
Yeah, for sure it is. And it's, you know, the other aspect as well is you as a coach, you have to make hard decisions in terms of lineup decisions and, you know, who's going to be on the power play, who's going to kill penalties, who's going to be out late in games. And it's not always, you know, the coach, I think coaching, you really start to understand that the coach is doing the best job he can. He's trying to make the best decision for the team. And as a player now, you just trust that. So I think in that sense, I do what I can as a player to prepare myself to play in the game, play my style of play. And then however I'm used is onto the coach. So just enjoying being a player and being coachable. I think that's huge.
I spoke to an EIHL player a few years ago. He's since moved on. He's retired, and he was kind of at the end of his career. You're only young, you're only 27, but he was kind of at the end of his career, and he was looking for that next sort of step. And he said, look, I'm going to play Murph until I can't play anymore. You kind of stepped away as a young guy to coach, and then you got the bug back because you're saying, oh, here we are at a championship and I should be out there playing or whatever. So that's a really nice thing as well. Do you have that sort of feeling now in your bones, in your blood, in your gut, like, I'm going to play hard and play till I can't play anymore? You stepped away, you got a new perspective, and now you're back hungry.
Yeah, for sure. I want to continue to play for as long as I can. I think as long as it makes sense for, you know, my future and I guess, you know, other life aspects can make decisions or tougher, I guess. But right now I'm not putting any limits. I'm not saying, you know, I only want to play a couple of more years. I want to play. I want to keep doing this for as long as I can. So, so far so good. We're 1 year in and, you know, looking forward to a big year too.
Yeah, just a lovely perspective. And certainly, as you said, you're working with Andrew Lord. He gives you that opportunity. You reward that opportunity with some great two-way play. And then he says to Corey Nielsen, you should really look at Nick. And here we are. So let's talk about that future and the bright future that it is. It runs through Glasgow. It runs through a purple jersey. Let's talk about what you're most looking forward to. I mean, it is a pretty cool city. Glasgow's a great city, one of the best cities on the circuit. So I'm sure Andrew Lord's told you a little bit about that, giving you a heads up.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm really looking forward. I've never been anywhere in Europe. And I think this is, you know, Glasgow. Everyone's heard of Glasgow. So I think it's going to be really cool to come experience that little bit culture difference. Obviously English speaking still, which is, I think is kind of nice. And as well as having a lot of imports helps as well. So a bit of a North American feel. But I guess the city of Glasgow is just, I'm looking forward. I know they have great fan support. And I've heard that the crowd there is a bit different than the North American crowd and how into it they get and their cheers. So I'm really looking forward to that. And yeah, just meeting a group of new guys and figuring out our team and our journey together.
Now Smith, 2-on-1 down the wing. He has Perkusik to the inside. Smith, Perkusik, he scores! Nick Perkusik with his first career goal.
Yeah, it's neat, like you said earlier, that you've already got that connection with Landon Bowe, so you'll have someone in the room right away. I think that's important as well if it's your first trip to Europe. Yeah. He's had that sort of experience playing for Jaromír Jágr's side in Czechia. I think he said to us on Clan Chat he was really looking forward to being an English-speaking first sort of language with him and his family situation. But that'll be a nice little advantage that you'll have at least each other, a friendly Alberta face, and you'll have Chris McKay, who's an Edmonton boy as well. So the Alberta guys are coming, and that'll be a nice we'll have to separate you in the locker room though, so it doesn't become the Alberta corner.
Yeah, we don't want to start a click for sure.
When you look at the Elite League, it keeps getting better year on year. What did you know about the Elite League? Obviously, you were able to probably pick the mind of Andrew Lord over and over again after all his championships for Cardiff. A lot of guys that have come on Clan Chat, some of them have known a lot about the Elite League. Darian Kelb said he was honest. He said, I don't know a lot about the league. I know a lot about Glasgow. And so where were you at on the fence there? Did you know a lot about the Elite League?
I've definitely, you know, over the past few years, taking note of how many players are coming over here and like good players with great experience in other leagues and in North American hockey. And I think it's a great level. There's a lot of talent. It's going to be faster from what I've heard. And as well as everyone I've talked to, from Lordo to past teammates, they've all said, you're going to absolutely love playing in that league. Everyone I've talked to has a great experience coming to the EI. And I think that was, you know, one of the huge factors is just hearing from other people how much they enjoyed their time and the hockey as well.
And you mentioned the Purple Army, the crowd. Yes, there's no better place on a Saturday night than Brayhead Arena when things are going well. They'll also let you know when it's not going well. And I think that's an important sort of flip of the coin. You'll know when it's going well and you'll know when it's not going well. Yeah, it's neat. There's a lot of really good players that have come. And with your NCAA pedigree, we've talked to a couple of guys. The NCAA hockey has become really prevalent over here with things like the Friendship Four in Belfast and whatnot. And I think watching video of you at Robert Morris and even watching video in Greenville last year, your size, your skating, your shot, I think it's going to be a lovely fit because it is more of a North American style in the Elite League than, say, in Czechia or Norway. So that's probably something that probably piqued your interest too?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, Olympic sheet, I'm not wrong on that, am I? Olympic ice? Yeah, so that's going to be an adjustment as well. I don't know the last time I played on Olympic ice, but obviously a little bit more time and space. And the guys at that level are so smart and being able to set angles. So it'll be a bit of an adjustment, I'm sure. But overall, yeah, that North American style in terms of how many imports, a lot of them are North American, you know, and a lot of them have come from the AHL, East Coast League, NHL even. So I think that should be not too much of an adjustment in terms of style of play.
Should mention as well that not all buildings are created equal. We have everything from 9,000 seats down to, I think, 1,400. And certainly your home arena, Brayhead, I believe, is 3-6. So there's everything in between there. And you know what? Not every ice sheet is made equal as well. But you'll get to know that pretty quickly. And the guys like Robert Lakovich and some of the returnees, Reese Kelly, will be able to give you a heads up on sort of the ice sheets and the different buildings and the different crowds. It'll be neat for you. I think the Scottish derbies are a lot of fun to play in when you're in Dundee, when you're in Kirkcaldy playing the Fife Flyers, or when those teams are in Brayhead. I think you're going to enjoy those sort of derbies, and I think you'll enjoy places like Belfast and the state-of-the-art facility. It really is a league that offers a little bit of everything, and you've got to be able to go with that, and I get the sense that you're going to be able to just take it all in your stride.
For sure. I've heard some of the arenas they have some, you know, unique differences, and I think that's pretty cool. But from the crowds, and I've heard so many cool things about how engaged the fans are and how much they get into the hockey. So I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing all those different cities, traveling through the country, and experiencing those different arenas for sure.
You talk about your summer skates there, and we've asked your other teammates on ClientChat here, what is your summer training? What does your summer regimen look like?
Yeah, so I'm actually at the gym right now. I train here every morning at 9 a.m. Right now I'm skating two times a week. It's about to ramp up to three, mostly skill skates. And then I also do, so this is the gym I work out at. I also run the on-ice skates here. So I train on-ice our athletes, anywhere from U18, junior, and a few college guys. So kind of a perfect little setup for me in terms of kind of being able to do all in one place. And I'm still doing coaching. I sit down here and I'll do video with our players. And just a pretty good setup I have right now.
That sounds like a great setup, and it sounds like you love hockey. I can hear that coming through, whether it was off camera earlier chatting or now during the interview. You radiate someone who just loves hockey, and I think that's so important. I mean, I'll be 100% honest, last season wasn't great. We finished last. We need to have people that love hockey, that love, you know, people that can't be too worried about travel or different rinks or whatever. That's what I say. It seems to me like you can take it all in your stride. And I think it's important that you seem to just want to be around the game, whether it's helping young players out or working out. So that's a real asset. Anyone who's not seen any of the clips of you, whether it's at Greenfield or in NCAA level, just let the Purple Army know. Again, you're talking about your two-way game, but like those sort of situations when the game is on the line, like what exactly, like what's in your head? What makes you tick when you come out for that big shift?
Yeah, I think, you know, I honestly wouldn't have made it to junior hockey, NCAA Division I or professional hockey if I didn't compete. You know, that's my game. I'm a competitor. I love to play hard, physical, win puck battles, do the small things it takes to win. And so that's what you're going to get out of me, honestly. And I think it's because I'm so passionate about the game, and I just want to keep playing. And you know, there's nothing that I find as thrilling or fulfilling as, you know, going out there for 45 seconds, working as hard as you can, and doing the best for your team.
That word there, compete, that'll be music to everyone's ears, the fans, management, and everything in between. So you talk about your two-way game, talk about your willingness to be a good locker room guy. I mean, that's important. You need that sort of all-arounder. Is there anything you enjoy doing off the ice? Because there's like golf, there's some great golf courses in Scotland. Is there anything, you said it's your first trip over to Europe. Is there anything you're really looking forward to doing while over here, away from the rink?
Yeah, I think you know, I'm a big golfer, so if I can get out and kind of experience a different style of golf, that would be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. And then seeing like the different architecture, I know there's a lot more history. It's a lot older of a country than Canada. So seeing the architecture and, you know, going to a museum or just kind of taking in the sights to see in Glasgow and, you know, what people are saying is pretty cool that you can't miss. That's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Well, Nick Perkusik, thank you for taking the time out of your busy hockey entrenched schedule, whether it's doing video with young players or working out yourself. I know the Purple Army will embrace you with open arms come this coming season at Brayhead Arena. So once again, thanks for taking the time to join us here on Clan Channel. We're all looking forward to meeting you in person, and all the best with the rest of the summer there in Alberta.
Thank you. Really appreciate it, Aaron. And I can't wait to get there.